Hi, I'm back in the kitchen. Thanks for joining me today on my podcast. Yes, I'm still recording daily. Sometimes I do it, I think, for my own state of mind. It's something that I enjoy doing. It's become a daily thing. Even if I fall asleep, and of course I've overslept before, but there are days when I actually wake up after falling asleep early, and then my brain is like waking me up to do the podcast at 2 a.m. in the morning, which is amazing, like muscle memory, right? I just spent 15-20 minutes watching some YouTube. My favorite thing to do recently is to watch marching bands. I particularly like the Kyoto Tachibana Senior High School Band. They are amazing. I mean, like, just to watch them play their instruments and march and then dance at the same time, all in sync without missing a note for 14 minutes, I think. There was another one that was 7 minutes. It's just amazing. I mean, these are just high schoolers. And then the level they are playing at is just insane. I get tired even watching them. Can you imagine, like, playing, sitting down is already tiring, I'm sure. But to do that while, you know, moving, dancing, marching, all in sync is just amazing. And the instruments are not easy, right? Some of them are trumpets, cornets, saxophones. Is it saxophone? Did I see a saxophone? Trombones. I saw trombones. French horn. And tuba. And then, of course, the drums, the giant drums, right? I have a soft spot for marching bands and watching movies or watching videos of marching bands. Not that I was a bander. I actually was in the band when I was in secondary school for a short spell. That was my ECA, or, you know, they call it CCA now, but it was ECA back then. My mother didn't allow me to continue because the uniform groups take a lot of time. So you need to study. So no band, no other uniform groups either. But I did manage to learn some stuff. I was playing drums, and I played cornet as well at one point. So, for example, I managed to learn how to do the drums for the When the Saints Go Marching In. You know the song? No, I still remember. I still remember. After all these years, very sad, you know, wasn't allowed to continue. If not, I'd be a band geek by now. When I had my own kids, I did the reverse. I tried to encourage them to join uniform groups, actually. So Isaac was a scout for his entire primary school and secondary school, to the point where he was telling me, "Pa, I don't want to do scouts already in tertiary." I'm like, okay, you've done your time. And it was good for him. I think he learned to be independent, and he made some friends there too. I think it was good. I tried to psycho my youngest to join Girl Guides, but she decided to do drama instead, following after her father's footsteps, I think. I was in LDDS for 6 years, 4 years of secondary school, 2 years in junior college. LDDS is, in case you're not from my time, it's Literary Drama and Debating Society, right? You do it all, debate team, drama, and writing poetry. That was my jam, yeah. Just like watching marching bands is my jam. Now, back then it was LDDS. So I was a LDDS nerd, and Miyagi was a rugby nerd. He was a jock. And I was a lit geek, yeah. So I think my children have a little bit of both parents in their genes. One day, if I get to go back to Japan, I would like to watch this Kyoto Tachibana band in action. It'd be nice, huh? So many plans. You know, I watch these videos and of countries that I'm fond of, and keep thinking, when will I be able to go? Vaccinations are underway, right? My father-in-law got called up. So his turn is coming up. They're doing the 70 to 79 age group now. And I'm just three groups away from my turn. I hope to do mine too. I'm very excited to be vaccinated. I know it's kind of weird, but I think it's a big deal, and I'm encouraging my father-in-law, my mom-in-law to go when it's their turn. Then we can travel again, maybe. Yeah. Do you think we'll get like a certification on our passports? This person has been vaccinated. That'll be interesting, right? Then can travel without quarantine. That'll be nice. But right now, you can only do cruise to nowhere with two players, right? Dreamworld and what's the other one? Royal Caribbean. I don't know, man. I'm not that crazy about being on a cruise. I mean, right now anyway, until I'm vaccinated. A friend of mine is getting married, and the cruise to nowhere is about his only choice for honeymoon right now. I mean, what else can you do, right? So he sent me a link, and the deals are quite good, and looks quite affordable. Some of my friends have been on it, and on a cruise already, to nowhere. Not my thing. I don't mind doing like ferry rides. Like, I have done long ferry rides, 24 hours from Tokyo to the southern islands of Japan. But the particular one I went to was Ogasawara Islands. Yeah. Hajima and Chichijima, I think. Hajima. Bonin Islands is what it's called. Ogasawara Islands. 24 hours on a ferry. Now, I'm okay with that because there's a destination, ma. You know, but to get on a luxury thing, to spend time on a ship, then swim and eat and gamble and whatever, I don't know. Not my thing. I'd rather sit on a long, comfortable, clean ferry. 24 hours also can. And head towards a particular place. I'm okay with that. Oh no, see, I'm making myself gain again to travel. Why do I do this to myself? Now I'll be thinking about my trips from the past. And when I'll do them again. Yeah. My friend Carl is in Hokkaido with his family. They live there. And he's telling me that his area in Hokkaido has got a high level of snow this year. Snowfall. So it's great for skiing. But this year, the locals are the ones enjoying it, not the tourists. It's good and bad, you know. It's good because the locals get to enjoy it, and then it's not that great because if you depend on tourism, then you're going to have a problem, right? So, I'm so jealous. I also want to ski, leh. Yeah, so all I can do right now is stay home and watch YouTube videos, do my work, and go to a cruise to nowhere. Might as well stay home.